Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India to host two-day meeting of BRICS National Security Advisors in New Delhi today. NSA Ajit Dobhal to chair the meeting. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says Iran talks making progress as delegations meet in Switzerland. Right-wing candidate Abelardo de la Espriella wins Colombia's presidential election. Mumbai International Film Festival 2026 concludes with Polish documentary Silver winning the Golden Conch. In FIFA World Cup, Egypt beat New Zealand 3-1 in Group G clash, while Spain outclassed Saudi Arabia 4-0 in Group H match. And in men's hockey, India beat Netherlands 3-2 in the last match of FIH Pro League Rotterdam leg. And now the news in detail. India will host the two-day BRICS National Security Advisors meeting in New Delhi beginning today. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal will chair the meeting. A report.
During the meeting, the National Security Advisors and heads of delegation of BRICS member countries will exchange views on the theme, Non-Traditional Security Challenges Confronting the World Today. They will discuss the rapidly evolving nature of national security challenges as well as the role of new technologies in emerging security threats. The National Security Advisors and heads of delegation will also review the outcomes of the recently held BRICS Joint Working Groups on Counter-Terrorism and on Security in the Use of Information and Communication Technologies. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake an official visit to Mongolia and South Korea beginning today. The External Affairs Ministry said that Dr. Jaishankar will visit Mongolia and meet Mongolian leadership and hold discussions with his counterpart, B. Batsetseg. The External Affairs Minister will visit South Korea on the 24th and 25th of this month. During the visit, the minister will hold discussions with Foreign Minister Cho Yan. He will also deliver the keynote speech at the Jeju Forum for Peace and Prosperity in Jeju on Thursday. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that talks with Iran were making progress as senior delegations met in Switzerland to address Tehran's nuclear program and regional security issues. Vance also expressed optimism that negotiators could advance discussions further. We have more details in this report.
Delegations from the U.S. and Iran began closed-door talks at the Bergenstock Resort overlooking the Lake Lucerne. Speaking to the reporters before the meeting, J.D. Vance said negotiations have already yielded encouraging results. The talks are focused primarily on Iran's nuclear program through regional security issues, including the efforts to maintain ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, are also expected to feature prominently.
The opening of the Strait of Hormuz, the ending of the Iranian nuclear program, all of these things have already been accomplished. The question before us now is how much more can we accomplish together? Can we turn over a new leaf? Can we change relations in the Middle East permanently? Or do we go back to doing things the old way, which is not our preference, but is certainly very much something that can't happen?
When asked about the situation in Lebanon and Israel's military operations there, J.D. Vance said recent diplomatic efforts had produced positive results while acknowledging that differences remained over how best to achieve long-term stability. He further defended Washington's role in seeking to end the conflict, saying the United States had played a leading role in efforts to reduce tensions and support peace initiatives in recent months. Meanwhile, the outcome of the talks is being closely watched by regional and international stakeholders amid efforts to revive diplomacy with Tehran and prevent a wider conflict in West Asia. With Mayur's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Colombia, right-wing candidate Abelardo de la Espriella has narrowly won Colombia's presidential election, defeating left-wing Senator Iván Cepeda by a very small margin. We have a report.
According to preliminary results, with almost all votes counted, de la Espriella received about 12.95 million, around 49.7% of votes, while Cepeda received about 12.7 million, around 48.7% of votes. The election marks a sharp shift in Colombia's politics after the presidency of Gustavo Petro, who was constitutionally barred from running again and backed Cepeda as a successor. De la Espriella, a lawyer and businessman with no prior elected office, campaigned on a tough security agenda agenda, promising a strong military crackdown on armed groups, drug trafficking and crime. He also called for reduced state size, prison expansion and closer cooperation with the United States. His win was welcomed by the right-wing leaders such as Argentina's Javier Milei and Chile's Jose Antonio Kast, while US President Donald Trump also publicly praised the result and had endorsed him during the campaign. Shagun Chopra for World News.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Ethiopia's ruling party has maintained an overwhelming majority in parliament following the June 1 election, according to final results. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won 438 seats out of 501 in the House of Representatives, the National Election Board of Ethiopia said. The new parliament is expected to convene in October to re-elect Abiy for another five-year term. The Electoral Board chairperson, Melathwa Kailu, said that the board maintained institutional neutrality and performed its duties solely in accordance with the law and electoral guidelines without interference. The 19th Mumbai International Film Festival, or MIFF 2026, concluded last evening. Addressing the closing ceremony held in Mumbai, Maharashtra Governor Jishnu Dev Verma hailed MIFF as one of the most prestigious festivals in the world for non-fiction cinema. Polish documentary Silver bagged the prestigious Golden Conch for Best Documentary in the International Competition section. More from our correspondent.
The best films across various categories were honored with 18 awards by Maharashtra Governor Jishnu Dev Verma, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Mr. Prabhat, and others. In the international competition section, Maya's Song won the Silver Conch for Best Animation Film and Under the Snow received the Silver Conch for Best Short Fiction Film. In the national competition category, the Silver Conch for Best Animation Film was awarded to Armstrong from Angalamman Kovil Street. The Silver Conch for Best Short Fiction Film went to Small Clouds, while Y won the Silver Conch for Best Documentary Film. The Old Bull Nose, or Once New, won the award for Best Student Film, while The Last Shelter received the award for Best Short Film on Vikasit Bharat, 150 Years of Vande Mataram, Bharat at 2026. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In FIFA World Cup 2026, Egypt registered their first ever World Cup victory 3-1 over New Zealand in Vancouver this morning. Liverpool star Mohamed Salah scored his first goal of the tournament. With this win, Egypt took over the first place in Group G. Earlier, Cape Verde held Uruguay to a 2-2 draw in the Group H match in Florida today. Iran and Belgium also played out a goalless draw in the Group G clash in California last night. Belgium were reduced to 10 men in the 66th minute after Nathan Guay was sent off for fouling Mehdi Taremi, but Iran failed to capitalize. Previously, Spain booked their place in the next round with a commanding 4-0 victory over Saudi Arabia in Group H clash in Atlanta. Spain now have 4 points from 2 matches, while Saudi Arabia remain on 1 point. In men's hockey, India defeated Netherlands 3-2 in their last match of FIH Pro League Rotterdam leg yesterday. Jugrat Singh, Abhishek and Rajinder Singh scored the goals, helping India register their second win of the leg against the Dutch side. Stand-in captain Hardik Singh was named player of the match for his leadership and strong midfield performance. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced India's 15-member ODI squad for the upcoming England tour starting on 14th of July. The squad includes return of senior players like Virat Kohli and Jasprit Bumrah under the captaincy of Shubman Gill, with Shreyas Iyer as vice-captain. BCCI has also included Rohit Sharma, KL Rahul, Ishan Kishan, Washington Sundar, Akshar Patel, Kuldeep Yadav, Prasidh Krishna, Harshit Rana and Arshdeep Singh. And in women's cricket, riding on an unbeaten 81 runs by Marizan Kapp, South Africa defeated India by 6 wickets in a Group A match of ICC T20 World Cup in Manchester last night. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India to host two-day meeting of BRICS National Security Advisors in New Delhi today. NSA Ajit Dobhal to chair the meeting. US Vice President J.D. Vance says Iran talks making progress as delegations meet in Switzerland. Right-wing candidate Abelardo de la Espriella wins Colombia's presidential election. Mumbai International Film Festival 2026 concludes with Polish documentary Silver winning the Golden Conch. In FIFA World Cup, Egypt beat New Zealand 3-1 in Group G clash, while Spain outclassed Saudi Arabia 4-0 in Group H match. And in men's hockey, India beat Netherlands 3-2 in the last match of FIH Pro League Rotterdam leg. That's all in World News.